The 4Ps project is supported by the Sovereign Network Group, funding the Move On and Thrive project. To find out more, go to sng.org.uk.
Someone sat opposite me already, like singing, dancing, and in a good mood. Morning, Joe.
Morning, Ian.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
You said that like my mum would say it. Morning, Ian. Like I've been naughty or something. Did you sleep well last night?
No, I slept horribly.
Did you? Was that because of the lightning?
No, because of the thunder.
Oh, that as well. Yeah. The lightning and thunder. The lightning thing. I mean, I went out to the loo, and in the middle of that little visit, lightning happened, and I thought, good grief, what have I been drinking? That's how it made me think. And then obviously you heard all the thunder and stuff as well. That was noisy. I've got to tell you this, because we started having this conversation outside, and what I didn't want to do was have the conversation outside and then rehab the conversation back in the studio, and you thinking, he's just old like Joe Biden. He's just told me that outside. But we had a problem with our on-air service last night, half past two.
Oh, gosh.
When that lightning and stuff was happening, we went off the air for about 10 seconds, and then our emergency tape kicked in. Do you know what song was playing?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, the lyric is very apt. It was Hot Stuff. Hot Stuff. And some hot stuff. And obviously it got too blooming hot, didn't it?
Yeah.
So that's how spooky is that?
That is spooky.
So what do you do when you get all that thunder and lightning stuff?
Oh, I hide.
Do you like hide? Grasp everything a bit tighter, the duvet and stuff? Or
I think I hide under the covers because I'm terrified.
See, I'm all right. See, it doesn't bother me that much. If I was out in it, I'd maybe, if you know, you'd know whether it was close to you or not. And I know that there's a guy, I think his name was Lee Trevino, he's an old golfer, that actually got struck by lightning twice.
Oh, my God.
That's unlucky, isn't it?
Yeah. Or is it lucky that he survived, or did he not?
Well, he did, he survived. But I think the second one was, it sort of made him ill. But it is a scary thing. But I'm all right indoors, because I know the wife sleeps by the window, and it will get her first. That's fair enough, isn't it? What about your pets? Do they get terrified?
No, but I had my cat with me and she was so calm. She just was like, oh, what are you so worried about?
Do you know what? I think they pick up on that.
Yeah,
and
I
they
think so.
When you're stressed.
Yeah.
Because I know that when I'm stressed, there's a vibe, as there is, and then they appear.
Yeah, that's true.
And I think they're there just to sort of calm you down and, you know, something to pet and stroke and so on. All of a sudden you feel like nice and relaxed.
Yeah, and especially cat's purrs, they do that to help you relax.
That's
it has
a lovely
like
noise.
Healing properties or something to it. I don't know what I'm saying.
It's technical, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hey, look, we've got lots of stuff to do. Yes. You're here until 12 o'clock. We've got Steve. There's a guy called Steve Double coming in. I'm not sure that's his proper name or not. Double?
Double.
Yeah. There used to be a band. They had one hit about 1986. They were called... well, we also think that they were called Double, but apparently they were from Switzerland, so they were known as Dubler.
Oh.
So maybe we got his name wrong, and maybe he's Steve Dubler.
Steven Dubler.
What a great name.
That wonderful name.
we're going to talk local tunage in a minute. We've got Joe Saunders. We're also going to talk about your podcast. We're going to talk about anxiety as well.
Yes.
So all of that is to come between now and 12 o'clock, and it's completely free of charge. we're going to play some Ariana Grande. I've seen some photos of Ariana Grande just lately.
Yeah.
I mean, you're probably down with young people more than I am, but she looks quite worryingly thin.
Yes. A lot of people are talking about how worried they are about how skinny she is.
And someone said about the film. Have you seen the film yet? Is it Wicked?
No, I haven't seen it, and I probably won't see it as well.
It doesn't appeal to you?
No.
No, it doesn't appeal to me either, but they're all criticising her about her eyes.
Oh, why is that?
Because our eye makeup, the things that I've seen, people are so cruel. They're all saying, you ought to sack your makeup artist.
Oh, I've seen people say that as well. But
it's mean, isn't it?
It is mean.
You're like poking me in the eye, aren't you?
But I do think from the pictures I've seen, is that she looks more like Ariana Grande than she does Glinda.
Right, Glinda's the character.
Right, okay.
So we're going to play a new single. Have you heard this before?
I think I probably have. Maybe.
Is it from the? I think it's from the film as well. It's called Popular.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it'll be a number one when it's released because she is very popular, isn't she?
She is.
Incredibly so. So shall we play it?
Yes.
Do you want to introduce it then? In your Joe way.
Yes. If you're feeling wicked today, the next song is Popular by Ariana Grande.
Someone's just popped up on the old screen there and stopped me from doing it. So here you go, Ariana Grande.
Elfie.